Welcome back to City Pulse. Today, I'm joined by Emily, an urban planner behind the contentious cycling scheme downtown. Thanks for being here, Emily. Let's dive right in. Residents have been quite vocal, saying the new bike lanes complicate traffic, especially during peak hours. How do you respond to these criticisms, especially since you've been involved with this project from the very beginning, back in March of last year?
Thanks for having me, Liam. I understand the concerns, but this scheme aims to boost cycling safety and significantly reduce emissions in the long run. Specifically, we're looking at improving urban sustainability by 2025. We've seen how similar projects have worked in other cities like Amsterdam and Copenhagen, and we're confident this will bring positive changes in due course.
But what about the immediate traffic issues?
Well, the thing is, initial adjustments are always challenging, particularly in urban areas not designed with modern traffic demands in mind. We conducted thorough traffic flow studies, and while it may seem counterintuitive now, the long-term benefits should outweigh these initial disruptions. Traffic patterns will eventually stabilise. Just last month, we noticed some adjustments in similar schemes over in Barcelona have started to yield positive results. There's international precedent showing that these can work effectively over time.
Residents also mentioned there was as a lack of consultation before implementation. What was the actual process like for community feedback? Were there enough new opportunities for people to express their views?
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry, what did you say? You did?
Yes, we did conduct surveys and held two public forums back in June and July. Perhaps communication wasn't as widespread or effective as it should have been, but we did engage with several key community representatives, including business owners on Main Street and local cycling advocacy groups. However, I acknowledge there's always room for improvement in ensuring everyone feels heard and included.
Still, it seems not enough people felt like their voices were taken into account. That's a significant gap.
Well, we certainly could improve on that. We're planning additional sessions in the coming months, possibly in a more accessible digital format, to capture an even broader cross-section of the community.
There's also a big concern about the funding aspect. How was it decided to allocate city funds to this project over, say, public transport improvements or other necessary infrastructure?
That's not the full story.
Okay, can you clarify that then? I mean, people are genuinely confused about the city's budget priorities. Don't get me wrong, I think improving cycling infrastructure is important. But so are the buses that people rely on daily for commuting to work and school.
The funding for the cycling scheme is sourced from a dedicated sustainability budget, specifically earmarked for projects aimed at reducing emissions and promoting alternative transport methods. It doesn't detract from other projects like public transport, which comes from a completely different budget allocation. This cycling scheme, which cost around $2 million, is part of our broader climate initiative. I can see how the financials might seem tangled, but they're actually quite segmented to address different city priorities.
That makes more sense, I suppose.
Glad to clear that up.
However, do you think adjusting some aspects of the scheme would help win residents over, like maybe reconsidering the layout or adding extra measures to aid traffic flow during busy periods?
We're considering some tweaks. There's room for adjustments like more signage or improved timing for traffic signals specifically at bottleneck intersections. We're open to feedback from the next community meeting scheduled on November 15th, so residents will have a chance to voice further concerns and suggestions. It's an adaptive process and we're committed to making it work for everyone.
Well, that sounds like a start.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, Emily, thanks for shedding some light on the scheme. I hope both sides can find some common ground to move forward. Stay tuned to City Pulse, listeners, for the latest updates on the next community meeting and more insights into how urban planning is shaping our daily lives.
Thanks, Liam. Appreciate the platform to discuss these vital issues.
And thanks to everyone for tuning in. Remember, community matters and your voice is important.
Let's keep discussing.